We are now joined by the 2024 NASCAR Xfinity Series champion, Justin Allgaier. Congratulations, Justin. We'll get right to questions. I will start up here with Zach.
I don't have a voice, just so y'all know. I apologize in advance. I did a lot of screaming out there, and it's gone, so I'll do my best to get through this. So, sorry.
Zach Sterniolo, NASCAR.com. When I asked you about Wayne Auton in Vegas a couple of weeks ago, you said that was your goal this year, was to get him on that championship stage. Kind of beat you to it, and he ends up handing you that trophy. That moment, as you're celebrating this pinnacle of your career, how special was that?
Beyond special. I mean, Wayne has been a staple of the sport, not even just the Xfinity Series. I mean, when I came into the Truck Series way too long ago to even want to admit, Wayne was the guy, right? And Wayne is the type of person that, you know, he has leadership skills and he rules the garage well, but he also is the same guy that you want other people to emulate. You want your kids to know Wayne because he's that guy, right? He's just a special human being. And not that we won't have great leadership moving forward, but there's a huge void that will have to be filled. And Wayne is somebody special. And I'm gonna be honest with you, Wayne has given me a lot in this sport, and I wanted nothing more than to be able to send him off and to celebrate a championship with Wayne on the stage. You know, it hasn't really sunk in yet, but when we get to that banquet, you know, I told him, I said, I want to get you on stage. I want to embarrass you. And that's my goal. And, you know, his family was here tonight, and you know, Wayne got emotional yesterday when we did our championship four meeting, because he truly cares about the sport and the people that are in the sport. And that was really special to me. And so it was really, really cool to be able to send him off that way. And we've both been around here a long time. We got a lot of gray hairs together, and that was pretty special to me. It was, yeah. Yeah, when he keyed up the microphone, you know, just hearing him and signing off as 42, right? You know, those are moments that you'll never get back. You know, and when he walks away, you know, I don't know if he'll come back to the racetrack, if he won't, whatever. But when he walks away from the sport, you know, I'm very proud of the fact that I was the last champion that he got to crown.
Go to David.
So it's about like lap 145 and you're circling the track by yourself, one lap down, kind of begging for a caution. Like, what's going through your head right there? Did you think there was any hope left?
No, I was ready to pull down pit road, to be honest with you, and just park the car in the pit stall and get out, because if it could go wrong this weekend, it went wrong, and the team just never gave up. And I could tell the disappointment in their voices. They went radio silent for a while, and I could just tell the disappointment in their voices. And that's a hard spot to be in as a driver, right? Six times before me, I've come in here and I've said we did a great job and we executed the night well, and you know, we built a great race car, and I've walked out of here as second, third, fourth, you know, and not had an opportunity to bring a championship back to the men and women at Junior Motorsports. And this 7 team right now is just different. Jim Pohlman and his leadership is amazing, and you know, these 7 guys, they I cannot begin to stress to you how out of the trenches they dig. And tonight's a great example of that. I mean, we walked out of here as champions because of them. You know, the strategy, the race calling, the, you know, Jim and I laugh because last year everything kind of went the way we wanted it to, and we got here and we ran second. Third in the race, second in the points. And this year, everything we've tried to do together that's been kind of bold and outlier strategy has gone against us. And tonight, that's not the case, right? It's a dumb mistake on my part, followed up by a second dumb mistake. And still to have the wherewithal to get the strategy right, to get us back in it, and to ultimately walk out of here as a champion. I mean, I really wanted to win the race, right? Riley had a really fast race car, but I also, you know, we had already run into each other like 4 times tonight, so I knew that if I blocked turn 3, I was probably getting wrecked, and that wasn't going to suffice for the team to walk out of here with a championship. So, you know, again, I cannot say enough about the team that I have behind me, and the reason why tonight is going to be special for many years to come is because one of the brand employees actually texted me this morning. He said the only way to have a you know, comeback story is to start from behind, and we've done that all weekend, we've done that all year, and this team is really special.
come up here to read.
I'm trying to get my voice back. Sorry.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire. As a follow-up to that, over the last 2 days, we've seen the full range of emotions from you, from bashing the toolbox to the elation and the emotion of winning the championship. But in that moment, 45 to go, finally, after a year of very bad luck, you get the caution you need. What were you feeling and thinking at that moment?
Christmas. It's Christmas in November. I've never fought a toolbox before. I fought a lot of things. I never fought a toolbox before. That was the first one for me. I don't know who won, to be honest with you. I think the toolbox won. But, the emotions have gone just haywire. And, my wife and my kids are that, like, steady foundation that, when I'm done with a sport, I just want my kids to look back and just realize that we never quit, even when the moments didn't look like that they were going our way. And that's what this weekend was all about, right? The weekend didn't go the way we wanted it to. Listen, if you could script a championship finale, it would not go through the way that we did it this weekend. I can assure you of that. And not only that, like Junior Motorsports as a whole, right? We spent last night, we fixed our car, we bit the backup car out, we're fixing the 9 car, I was out there helping them wrap the 9 car, the 8 team was working their guts out trying to change an engine. It just was like, as a company, in a 10-minute span, we had like everything go the way that you wouldn't want it to go. And, I think that these moments, Dale Jr. in his elation tonight was incredible, Kelly and NLW, Mike Bumgarner and the leadership of our shop, and then to have all of the other teams come out there and be out on the stage with me at some point from our shop. We have a special place, right? I know that sounds crazy, but our race team is not big by any stretch. And we pick each other up when we're down and we push each other to the absolute limits. And, I was sad that it was only one of us in the Final Four, to be honest with you. I thought at the beginning of the year we had a great shot at getting all four in the Final Four. And, over time that kind of, wanes and you end up with where we were. But the effort this week, watching those guys help us put cars together, and then last night, and it's about this race team as a company. The men and women that are at Junior Motorsports are really special. And the Hendrick Engine Shop, they've gone to work all year. We've not been where we want to be at. They've gone to work all year, it's special. And this is going to go down for me as one of those weekends where I truly will step back and in 10, 15, 20 years, I'll look back at the race team that we have and really be proud of what we've accomplished.
All right, we'll come up here to Holly. Sam, if you want to give her the mic.
I don't know if I have any good words for you tonight, by the way. I don't think I've said any big words, but I don't think I have any good words for you.
You used Wayne.
I did. It was proper. It was good context, too.
Thank you for trying. My question is, what does it mean to you that so many of your competitors have either reached out to you personally, they were coming in here and congratulating Dale Jr., they've been saying things on social media? Your championship is very popular among people that you race against.
I think for me, I've been doing it a long time. I got a lot of gray hairs, because of this sport. But I've been so lucky to have great teammates, to have great competitors. You battle amongst each other time and time again. But at the end of the day, I think all the other racers that I'm around really truly – They know what I believe about this sport and why I want to be here and why I race like I do. I'm not going to say that I'm not aggressive in some regards. I don't feel like I'm dirty, but I'm also I put my heart and soul on the racetrack each and every lap. And I think that when you get here to this sport, it's not easy. Nobody's ever had an easy path to get here. Championships don't come easy. Race wins don't come easy. Just being on the racetrack as a whole doesn't come easy. But I've had so many great people that I've been able to have conversation with and race with and be a part of their racing journeys, and they've been a part of mine. And you know, I think that you know, a lot of people know how hard I work and how much I want this, and that makes this more special, right? But to see the ones that you've battled with hard, and even guys that you're racing with for a championship tonight, it was a battle, and genuinely, we all had a lot of respect for each other, and we walk out of here, and I think that we would have all four been happy for each other had we any of the other ones won, and I think that that's really special. So it doesn't go unnoticed, and you know, Josh Williams brings me a yoo-hoo every time we win, and tonight he brought a yoo-hoo up on stage, and obviously they didn't have the night that they wanted, but he still, like clockwork, does that, right? Those are the type of moments that for me are special. When I walk away from the sport, I don't really care how many wins we had. The championship doesn't really matter. I want people to remember me for me, and it means a lot.
Come up here to Jordan next, Lisa.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. You're leading, you know, last lap, going to the checkered flag. Riley's coming. What's going through your mind at that moment?
I mean, don't crash.
But
don't get wrecked.
Were you concerned about him? Because he said he would have moved you.
He did multiple times throughout the course of the night. He actually tried to fly in the left rear tire at one point, right? I mean, he wanted to win this race. I wanted to win the race also. I wanted to win a championship a lot more. And I think if he ever gets in the opportunity to be where we were at tonight, I think he'll look back at this one and probably wish he would have done some things different. But at the end of the day, you know what? Everybody's got the way that they're going to do it. And, you know, wins are obviously super important. And I'm not upset at him. I'm not, you know, there's no hard feelings. I just think that, you know, the moment tonight was way different than just winning the race. And I believe that.
You tongue in cheek, maybe kind of joked a few weeks ago that, you know, there was a moment a few years ago where you said if you'd won the championship, you were done. You were going to walk off.
2022. Absolutely.
Yeah. You're going to walk off now?
No, my wife says I can't. So you can all thank my wife for that. 2022, I left here and there's a photo of Dale and I. It was very emotional, right? It was a very weird, emotional experience. But Friday night before that race in 2022, we're sitting at dinner. We had like 20 people at dinner. And I said, if I win the championship tomorrow, I'm dropping the mic and I'm walking away and, you know, I'll wipe my hands of the sport. She looked at me with a look that I'd never seen my wife give me before. And I realized really quickly that it wasn't about me per se. You know, I would be remiss if I didn't mention Rick Brandt and the Brandt family for what they have done for my career and me being in the sport. We have a lot of great partners, but nobody has stood behind me like Rick and his whole group. And so, you know, a couple of months ago, I signed a new 2-year contract. And to be honest with you, tonight makes me ready to go to Daytona. I know that sounds crazy. I know we got off season. I'm getting shoulder surgery in a couple of days, right? Like, got a lot going on. But I truly am ready to go to Daytona. I'm ready to keep this journey going. And I don't know what it looks like. I may never make another Final Four in my career. I'm okay with that. That's not my, you know, God's plan is way bigger than anything I could ever come up with. And, you know, you have to, I think, you know, selfishly, we all question what that plan is sometimes. Right. And it doesn't always work out the way that you think it's going to work out, whatever. But, I am blessed to be a part of a sport that is really special. You know, as a young kid, you school, you do book reports and you do all these things and, you get thesauruses, right, and you learn all these good words. But you do book reports and you do all these things. From the time I can remember, it's always been about the sport of NASCAR. I've always loved the history of the sport and what it embodies. And I think that makes tonight special, but it also makes me want to come back and do it again. So we'll see what happens for 2025. Whether we make the Final Four or not, I don't really care. I will next year, but in the moment, I don't really care right now. I'm just excited to be here and be a part of it and put this in the record books.
Go next to Kelly.
You know, we don't do the racing at the Hall of Fame anymore. It was my team. You were my teammate, and we won. So now we both have championship trophies. So. You know, we got a ring sizer stuck on my finger earlier, and I think he was questioning how that was going to work. I think the championship ring was on the keychain of rings. So anyways, go ahead.
First off, what's the soldier shoulder surgery going to be for?
You know, over time, you know, you crash and do things and be stupid, and I'm a 38-year-old that thinks that I can throw a softball with my daughter really, really well, and so I have like a bone spur, I guess, in my shoulder, and I tore my rotator cuff because of it. So getting all of that fixed. And, you know, Lane Riggs at Milwaukee jumped up and down on the roof and his shoulder came out of socket. And I'm like, oh, I've been there. I know what that feels like. And it's not pretty. So getting that fixed and you know, it's been 3 years since all of this started. And it was finally time. So it's only fitting that we would win a championship right before that, you know. So but it's been super annoying. If I've ever shaken your hand in the last couple of months, or like pointed something, or you've seen me move my arm, you probably don't recognize it. It doesn't work like it's supposed to. I cleaned the desk off at the chiropractor's office a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, I got to get this fixed. So we're doing that, and recovery time should be short. But you know, as with all things, right? You never know what to expect until you get in there, but. Should be healed up in a couple of weeks.
In Las Vegas, to begin the round of eight, you talked about you laughed when I said maybe you're going to take the hard road to the championship. And you talked about the peaks and valleys and experiencing that and understanding and being grateful. Do you think, Justin, even after time passes from tonight, that you will ever be able to comprehend the peaks and valleys and not only this season, but what happened tonight to win this championship?
The short answer is no. You know, Jim gave a speech at the Roval, I guess it was, that pressure makes diamonds. We had the little Diamond Dallas Page little figurine, you know, that we brought along and all these things. And I think that, you know, it goes without saying that this sport is tough. But I also don't think you realize how impactful those little moments are. And you know, it's not been easy, but I've also – it's not been hard, right? I look at some of the struggles that other drivers' teams have, right? I'd be remiss if I didn't look at how great of a race team I have, how, you know, how good of race cars are being to racetrack every week. Yeah, when it's hard, those are difficult moments, but it's really all about how you persevere through those moments. And you know, I've been blessed to drive amazing race cars for the last number of years and have a thread at a championship and an opportunity to do this. So even on days like today, this weekend where it didn't go well, it you know, we crashed in practice, and then you know you're starting at the back, and then you have the tire go down, and then you make the penalties, and you just it's like one thing after another. Those are the moments when I sit down 10 years from now and I'm no longer driving. Tonight is going to be one that you're going to laugh at wholeheartedly, and it is going to be one that will make this night that much more special. And I really truly believe that you know, God works in mysterious ways, but tonight is one of those ways that I will never understand or comprehend how it worked out or why it worked out or how we got here, but we're here, and I'm not going to be sad about it.
The final two restarts, the way you drove, being in the moment, did anything feel different? Did you feel more determined? Was it, you know, win or go home or crash? Like, what were you feeling or thinking in those two restarts?
I was thinking that I was really hoping we'd get to the white. Cause we, you know, I got around Cole and then the caution come out and I'm like, we couldn't just finish this thing off. Right. And then we pit and then the restart happens. And then I think there was another one, right? Well, the 21, I don't know why I had this like moment of if the 21 drives it off into the corner like I think he's going to, there's no way he's going to come out the other side. And you know, he's on two tires. And so I was like, I'm just going to hedge to the middle. Like I entered in high and I'm like, I'm going to hedge to the middle. And Eddie's voice went up like 5 octaves and he's yelling at me to get down, get down, get down. And we were able to get clear of him, then the caution came out. And then I actually just saw a replay. Like I was the first question, I saw a replay. I didn't realize that the 98 was outside the 22 going down the front straightaway. We all should have crashed. I mean, I knew we almost crashed, but we should have crashed. I didn't know any of that in the moment. And the angle is so weird here for the spotters. Like, there is no way they can call anything getting into one or getting off of two, right? And so I wondered why Jesse was so mad at me after the race over, but obviously that makes good sense. You know, it was like every time we're almost there, we can't get there. And then, you know, again, the last restart, you know, we were able to get out front, and then Riley's there, and I was pretty confident he would have done whatever it took to get by me last corner. So I gave him the bottom and just hoped that we could drag race off the corner. But either way, to come out of here with a second place finish, to come out of here with a championship, yeah, you want to have the walk-off home run and win the race, but you know, still an amazing journey to get here, and I'm proud of what we accomplished tonight.
Go next to Cole up here in the front.
Those are like fancy. They're like chrome microphones. That's pretty impressive.
Cole Kusuman with Arizona Republic. Congratulations, Justin.
Thank you.
You mentioned your family numerous times tonight. It's been 14 full-time seasons, 7 championship 4 appearances. Just what was it like to share this moment with them on the front stretch after your first championship after all these years?
Well, I'm going to start with my mom and dad. You know, as they get older, you don't know how many more moments you have with them to celebrate stuff like this. My parents haven't traveled nearly as much this year as they used to. And so that's been tough for me. As somebody that they were the reason why I'm in this sport, you know, it's been hard not having them travel. My wife and my kids haven't traveled as much. My oldest plays travel softball. You guys all know that because I talk about it all the time. But they haven't traveled as much either. She was actually supposed to play this weekend. And luckily, if I made it to the Final Four, they didn't travel. So here we are. But family is what started the sport for me. It's what's carried the sport for me. It's what I will always go back to. They're the most important piece. Having all of them here tonight and to celebrate and to be a part of it is like – There are no words, you know, and my in-laws were here, and I had, I don't know how many people we had here. Campbell probably would know. I feel like it was like 100. Like, people just kept showing up to get pictures, and I'm like, oh, I forgot they were here. Oh, I forgot they were here too. And then obviously the Brants had tons of people outside. You know, it just really, really special. And this is something for me that, again, my wife is the reason why I'm still doing this, and my kids are the reason that I want to show them the resiliency of, like, just never quit, right? It's been a long time. I've missed a lot of things in my kids' life. My dad missed a lot of things in my life, you know, as he was traveling to the racetrack. I regret that part of it, but at the same time, I think they understand why I do what I do. You know, Willow, as my youngest, I'll be at more stuff for her because I'll obviously be old and retired by the time that she gets, you know, a little bit older. But you know, these are the moments that having these pictures, like we're getting ready to go do photos on the back straightaway, having those photos will be really, really important to me. You know, it's I'll always have the memories, but the photos are important. And I think back to 2022, right? We're going back to that. I think back to Cole, or not to Cole, but to Ty, and the photos that he has on the back straightaway with Coy, and I don't know what those photos mean, but I know. And makes tonight that much more special, right? My family will always be a big part of it, and I never knew if we were going to win a championship or not, but it's cool to be able to have these photos and have all the celebration and all the things. And Campbell's got a scar for the rest of his life because of tonight. He got some stitches earlier in Victory Lane. So we've had it all tonight, and makes it that much more fun.
Thank you.
We'll take one more, and we'll go to John and wrap that up.
Leave it to the hockey player to get stitches, right?
John Newby, Savage Ventures. So I want to get your reaction on this. When Dale was in here, he said, and I quote, "I didn't give one shit about the owner's title. I just wanted Justin up on that stage." What does that mean to you?
You know, it's funny. You know, 2 years ago, that photo we were talking about, Dale was like, I could just see this pain in his eyes and his face. And it wasn't even about the race team not winning. Like, he genuinely cared that I didn't win the championship. Like, it bothered him, right, that we couldn't get the job done. And he commented on it multiple times. And then last year, he's like, you know, it didn't feel the same. Like, it wasn't – like I was upset that we didn't win, but like we were there and we were in the moment and like we just didn't get the job done. And then tonight before the race, I was like, man, I'm like, this one doesn't feel like the last two, right? And I'm like, I don't know that I'm going to get as emotional if we don't win like I did 2 years ago, but it just feels different. And he's like, man, there's nothing more than I would love to see our race team be able to get you a championship trophy and you know, stand on that stage. Like, you deserve this. And he's like, I think 2 years ago we had a moment where you realized, you know, not only what you mean to myself but to this race team. And he's like, that was genuine. Like, I really feel that way. And, you know, Dale Earnhardt Jr. has accomplished everything in this sport that any driver could ever want, right? I mean, he's a fan favorite. He's a race winner. He's a champion. He's all the things that you would ever want in this sport. He doesn't need Justin Allgaier. He doesn't. Nor does Kelly, nor does LW, nor does anybody at Junior Motorsports. But when I walk in the doors, I feel like they genuinely want me to be there, and they want to see me succeed. And, you know, I was sad. You know, last week, Sammy had a great race and almost made the Final Four. Sam has done an amazing job this year. You know, Brandon's done an amazing job. He's had a lot of heartache on his – not on his doing, right, just stuff that's happened. But I, you know, and then you add, you know, Connor and Carson both have done an amazing job, and it just, it's been a great season for our race team. But it, we've done this so long together. I've seen drivers come and go. I've seen champions come and go. Like, I've watched drivers win championship for Dale, and I'm like, man, what am I doing wrong? Why can't I not get one of these for Dale? I think I'm the first owner's champion. Is that right? Is that the first owner's champion? Non-nine car also. They told me that earlier, so that's a cool stat. Kelly's technically my car owner, so Dale's going to be upset about that one. But, you know, it's just different. You know, Dale's seen the struggle. He's seen the pain. He's seen the, you know, the frustrating Mondays when we come back from the racetrack. And you know, those are moments that, like, you live it with somebody, right? Whether, you know, Dale's driven his fair share. He's raced with us this year, right? He's done it all. He knows the frustration. He knows the pain of what we're going through. You know, and I watched Ty win yesterday, and I feel like a short person is going to win tomorrow because the first two of us are really, really short, right? Reddick, there's a stat that Blaney and I, if I win, he wins or something, I don't know, but Reddick might get the advantage just because he's short like me, I don't know. but one of the things that was really cool was, like, when I look at yesterday and I look at Ty, like, he's a short track racer. He's got a lot of the same background that I have. You know, I grew up racing dirt cars all over the Midwest, and you know, when you're a kid and you're racing, and, you know, I was 12 or 13 when I got behind the wheel of a dirt late model, right? You don't think about this. You know, there's a lot of great racers. I mean, you battle every Friday and Saturday night against amazing race car drivers, and you never think about this, right? Dale has spent his whole life in this, right? Whether it be with his dad or his brother or family or whatever, he's spent his whole life in this. And he genuinely understands what it means to be here and be a part of the sport. And tonight is kind of a culmination of all of that. And I think that, you know, having to be a part of it is really, really special. And I hope we made him proud. I hope we made the whole race team proud tonight. And we're going to walk out of here with our heads held high. And I'm definitely proud of my race team. I'm proud of what we've accomplished. And you know, we're gonna enjoy this one.
Well, Justin, I got those photos to take that you're talking about.
Ew, so. I got to go get a new fire suit, though, because this one is not going to do well for that. So I got to go get a new fire suit.
Well, congratulations. Thanks for all the time, and well-deserved. Proud of you.